Welcome to the show, presented by VDG Sports. I'm your host, Vince Douglas Gregory. Like always, but be prepared for an amazing show. This is for any and everyone who don't know what sport league to follow. You can be a noob, you can be a casual observer, you can be a sports fanatic or a sports supporter and looking to expand your horizons and looking to see if the grass is greener on the other side and looking and seeing if you can, you know, have more options readily available to you. Because maybe, just maybe, the team that you have fallen in the one sport that you consume ain't doing too good. It ain't too well. Things ain't looking up. And you are ready for some happiness in your life. You're ready to feel good. You're ready to sing. You're ready to dance. You're ready to go to a parade, or at least feel like there is a possibility for you to go to a parade. And the more sports leagues, the more sports that you follow, the more opportunities that you have to feel that good feeling when your team lifts up the trophy, when your team wins. And if you just a one sport, one league, one team, then your options are just that. And if your team ain't good, guess what? You live and you die by each and every moment, each and every season of said team. And you're not giving yourself any options. You're not giving yourself any options for the opportunity of having more joy in your life. But that's why you're here. You want to see some of that new. You want to get a feel and a taste of something different and see if it, you know, tastes good, feel fine, or that new intrigues you and you ain't ready to take that step, but you are learning or building yourself up to the point, and maybe, just maybe, when your team in that one sport league that you support keep continuously providing you with feces, keep continuously providing you with stuff that burn your eyes and make your heart dark and make the jokey jokes not that funny anymore. Your sport banner game is on point, but at some point in time, it don't matter, cause you ain't never won anything. It don't matter, because since you've been born, your team ain't been good. Therefore, people take pity on you. People feel bad for you. Those jokey jokes, that banter, all of that stuff is irrelevant, cause you just ignored. You ain't been there before. You ain't been to the promised land. You ain't seen the highest mountaintop. You ain't been to the summit. You only dream about it. It ain't reality. It's fantasy. And not that kind of fantasy. We don't do that here. We don't do fantasy sports here. The other kind of fantasy. But you're here for that reason. You're here to figure out what league is for you, or if some league piques your interest, piques your curiosity, that's okay. You're welcome too. But this is mostly for the noobs, mostly for the people that just don't have a clue about sport, a clue about anything dealing with sports leagues or how it goes or how it plays or what to look for or what to try to understand and figure out. If you are just wanting to go along the get along, or if you are just looking into something that just might not be around anymore, or are you looking for something that's new, improved, and innovative, or are you more in type of with a league that kind of like picks and chooses who can and can't get in. There are many, many, many options. Let's just go ahead and start off with an option. I'm not going to rank them. I'll let you do that. I'll let you rank the options, and you can rank the options yourself. I'm just going to provide you with the options, all of the options. So let's start off with, you know, baseball. Yeah, baseball. MLB, Major League Baseball, or some other baseball that you can watch. I'm just going to say this. It is my favorite sport. So that disclaimer goes out there now. It's my favorite sport. And there's 162 games. It's a long season, but it doesn't mean that it's played 10 months out of 12. No. There are breaks in between. There's a long enough break period where you just don't have to watch it all the time. In fact, I've made a suggestion once before that they should attempt to play baseball in November and some of the winter months, but that got shot down as being a little too far out there. But that's okay. I'm ahead of the game. I can wait for y'all to catch up. I can wait for you to catch up. And when you do, I ain't gonna be there, because I'm going to be still ahead of you. But you can play this back and just feel like that we were there at the same time. We were there at the same time. If you are cool with numbers, if you like adding and subtracting, or if you like the more complex maths in general, baseball is the sport for you. Don't let the outsiders say it's a boring game. Don't let them put in your brain that ain't nothing happening. Don't nothing take place. In fact, it's like watching grass grow. No, it ain't. It's not. Because when you watch grass grow, it's amazing. You're watching the millimeters, the centimeters, the meters. You're watching everything expand. And baseball is not about expansion. Baseball is about them numbers, about the calculations, about the predictions, about the probability, about, you know, math typey stuff. Although no computers are playing the game just yet. There are no simulations whatsoever, even though I think that would be the best option. Even though I think it would be an amazing option. And amazing is my favorite word, and I don't use it that much. Amazing is my favorite word, and I don't use it that much. But baseball, simulating or playing with robots, would be a best or better option for those who think the game is too long and maybe just a little bit too boring. But for now, don't worry about that. For now, just forget about that. For now, just focus on the numbers. Just focus on the probability. Just focus on the true outcomes or the some kind of outcomes, or just things that can affect the game that hasn't even been thought of yet. There is the place where you need to concentrate and focus on and be. But if you are thinking about sharing this joy, sharing these numbers, sharing them digits with other people that you may or may not know, I'm just gonna say you in for a rude awakening, and you probably should just let that idea go. Think of it as a balloon that you got in your hand. A balloon that's filled with helium or something that makes it float. And you're just holding it. And then all of a sudden, you're like, why am I continuously holding this? I don't want to hold this anymore. And I'm not going to tie it to something to keep holding it down. I'm just going to let it be free. I'm going to let it go. So let yourself be free. And let yourself go. And letting yourself go is not worrying about other people or sharing this information with people in your inner or outer circle. Just share this information with other people who enjoy the same digits and enjoy the same numbers that you do. And that's baseball. If you with all of the numbers and you with the math and a little science too, you can throw that in there. But if you expecting some more, if you expecting to share this joy and happiness with others that you know, I'm just gonna say, don't do it. There are other sports and leagues for that. In fact, that would be basketball. Yeah, I know. I get it. The sport has a lot of haters. The sports have a lot of people who just don't like, but they don't hate, or it's not that type of hate. It's not the hate that brings about complete destruction, even though there are a few who want the destruction. But we're just going to put that to the side right now. We're just going to toss that to the side, and we may or may not come back to that. But basketball, yeah, that basketball, NBA, or some other form of basketball association that you can get into. It is exciting. The adrenaline rush that you get, the clowning that you get, and if you all about clowning, if you all about the did you see that play? And being able to share that experience live, being able to share that experience through a replay, being able to share those moments back with peeps who you may or may not know, it is there. The sharing is caring. Those clowning moments, those moments of somebody getting it's there. So if you are into the it's there for you. In addition to that, if you're a little bit of forward thinker as well, if you like to just create ideas in your head and think those ideas are good, maybe they are, maybe they bad, the National Basketball Association or basketball is for you, because they are forward thinking and forward thinkers. They experiment with rules. Sometimes they work, sometimes they don't. They go back to the drawing board. It's not like they're throwing things against the wall and see what sticks. In fact, they implement these rules, and then if the rule works, they keep it. If the rule doesn't work, they don't keep it. But they have these rules going on in different leagues, or a lower league, the G League maybe, or some other form of league like that. If you're not into basketball, or basketball isn't the league that you're looking to or towards, and that's the NBA, by the way. Now, there's some other league, which there are many other leagues, but I'm speaking in general here. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. For example, moving the three-point line in, that seemed like a good idea at the time. Yeah, but because it was in, everybody thought there was a three-point shooter. Everybody thought they can hit the three ball. Everybody thought they had a sweet jump shot. But guess what? Nobody had this. Not that many people had the sweet jump shot. Not that many people was hitting them threes. Not that many people was making them baskets and making them buckets. People were taking bad shots. Bad shots was leading to bad plays, and it was just so much bad in that. The league as a whole was like, we effed up. Yeah, we did. We got to move this back. And they moved it back. And that was them admitting that they made a mistake and being okay knowing that they made a mistake, but it was something that they tried out, and it was something that they thought about, and it was something that they put the time and effort in to see if it was work, and the numbers and stuff said it would work, but when you put it in practice, it did not work. Period. And that's that innovative forward thinking, like adding a tournament within the league. That is not new concept when it comes to sports in general, but for this league, it is a new concept coming for or coming to that league. And guess what? Guess what they are going forward with that. They are thinking of a way to implement it and make it more better and make it good. And that's that forward thinking. And also, I guess we can throw in there getting the ball across half court, 10 seconds, not anymore, 8 seconds, yeah. Instituting the shot clock, made it 24, dropped it down or whatever it started. There's so many forward thinking rules. There's so many ideas that they came up with and they put in practice. So if you're one of those forward thinkers, and if you like the excitement, and if you like to share the excitement and talk about what can and can't possibly be, that sport is for you. Yeah, it is. And the best team usually wins. Sometimes the best team doesn't win, but in this kind of style, when it's the best of seven, usually that team win unless something happens. Super teams are a good thing. Don't let a hater tell you it's not, because they hate to love a super team only because their team's not a super team, only because they never had the joy or experience of backing a super team. So don't let that ruffle your feathers. Just brush it off. Just brush them off. That's what you do. That's what you do. And that's basketball for you. Hockey, yeah, I don't know where to begin with this, because hockey's in a place now where it ain't the same hockey that it used to be. It ain't the same hockey that you thought you knew. It ain't the same hockey that your parents grew up with. It ain't the same hockey that I thought I knew 5 years ago. But it's okay, because they, for the most part, are trying to be more inclusive. Them, for the most part, are trying to make the game a little bit, I guess, more better for the casual peep, for the casual fan, for the one who want to get a look-see. But if you really don't know, or if you really don't have a preference for what sport you want to watch or what sport you like, you watch hockey. Hockey is all of them pretty much wrapped into one. You got skating, figure skating. Nah, but you got skating. You got hits. Think of American football, hits. You got fast breaks or breakaways. Think about action. Ooh, ah, plays in basketball. You have amazing stops. And that's goalies making stops. And think of football or soccer for those people, but football for us. So you have all of that rolled into one sport. And not to mention, you got the boxing. You got the going toe-to-toe, throwing them things, going toe-to-toe. Oh, what? Let's go. You want to go? We can go. We can do this. And you got them one-hitter quitters. You got the matches that go a long time. And you got peeps being put in time out. It's not a card or anything, but it's being put in a penalty for 2 minutes, for 4 minutes if it's a major, or yeah, more than that, depending on the situation, depending on the outcome, whether it's blood or not, in one of the breaking of the rules, like slashing, hooking, roughing, making a challenge and getting the challenge like not overturned. If you kind of have an idea of what you want to watch, but you really don't know, and you want to give some kind of excitement, being able to share an experience with other people, hockey, NHL is the way to go. National Hockey League, by the way, it's the way to go. with somebody's scores, you got singing, you got dancing, you got making your chest pop, you got the lights going on and off. Sometimes you got songs playing and then everybody's just cheering, everybody's just singing, everybody's just dancing, everybody's just celebrating like you are at a party. So think about that. If you want a sport where it feels like you at a party every so often when your team scores or don't score, depending on how you get down, you can enjoy yourself. And a fight might break out as well. And all of that is rolled into one. And the game is slowly but surely moving forward with changes. Not as innovative as basketball per se, but they have taken miniature steps to change the game. I think in some areas for bad, but hey, it ain't stopping me from watching. It ain't stopping me from enjoying. It ain't stopping me from doing what it do. Because I want to sing, I want to dance, I want to hang out the party, I want to see the oohs and ahs, I want to see the haymakers, I want to see all of that in one sport. And you get that in hockey. So if you want a little bit of everything, and being at a party-like atmosphere, hockey is for you. American football or football, if you that person, is king. If you want a sport where you can talk about it with any and everybody knows everybody, then football is for you. Any given Sunday or any given game, a team can win, a team can lose, because it's a one-off. The best team sometime doesn't win. So if you want a game where there's a puncher's chance, if you want a game where the experts say what they know but don't know what they say, football, American football, is for you. But don't go get them wolf tickets. Don't go buying those Super Bowl tickets and saying that we going to the Super Bowl because somebody told you so. No. Usually it's going to take a few months to figure out who's what and who's not what. But in that process, you're enjoying yourself. In that process, you are seeing a good product. You are seeing some high quality stuff that's out there. Even though they get a lot wrong, there are a lot of mistakes made, it's not easy or shareable. There are some ooh and ah moments, but it's not the ooh and ah moments that you're accustomed to. It's like the more cringeworthy ooh and ah moments, unless you like that kind of thing, unless you are. There's a word for it, but I'm not going to go there. If you like horror, if you like a certain kind of horror within a certain kind of genre, then this would be for you. I'm not saying it's all like that, but I'm saying there's a little bit of something that you gotta have to just watch this and enjoy this on a certain level and not be thinking about other things when hits are happening and occurring. And then when calls are missed, you're gonna get an apology the next week saying, hey, we're sorry, we missed the call. You should have got that penalty, but don't worry about it. But even with the mistakes, even with the faux pas, even with that, it is still a high quality game to consume and game to watch. And you can take it however you want. You can just keep it lowbrow if you want to and just team score good, team don't score bad. Or you can get into the X's and O's of it, or you can get into the analytics of it. Whereas, okay, this receiver is so far this receiver is open. He's NFL open. And that's just a small space. But can the quarterback hit him in that small window? Is he leading him into danger? Is he putting it in a place where only the receiver can catch it? And if the receiver is able to catch it in that small window and small place, or is he not? Or does he have the alligator arms? Or is he going to get helped out? Because you can't really blast receivers across the middle anymore. And that's the attempt of the NFL making the game safer. So I'm not gonna complain about that. But it can be as lowbrow and highbrow as you want. You can read coverages. You can go through the reads yourself by watching the game. But the Alt 22 would be a better version or better way to do that. When you're watching a broadcast, it's kind of hard and difficult. But you can play along, or you can just assume, or you can just focus on certain positions and look at those routes, or looking at how the player handle or not handle their business. There's something just for everyone, depending on your level of knowledge or your level of entertainment. Whether as is it just simple as player hit player, or player eludes player. There are many options. But for the most part, yes, the most part, the game is high quality. And that is American football. If that's your cup of tea, that is your cup of tea. But I'm going to say also, there is the real football. Yeah, some people complain about there ain't no scoring. It's boring too. But it's not boring like baseball. Football is a beautiful, beautiful game. Yeah, it is. Billions upon billions of people can't be wrong. So if you want to talk about football, you can talk about football. If you want to share a football story, you can share a football story. If you want to watch people get ooh and ah, but not the ooh and ah that way, but the yeah. He just got clowned, but he got clowned in a different way. He got dribbled past. He did a couple of step-os and poof, he gone. You don't want that to happen to you. Or sometimes you get nutmeg. That is one of the worst feelings ever. Don't believe me? Let somebody nutmeg you and you tell me how you feel. Let somebody nutmeg you and you tell me how you feel. It ain't a good feeling. It don't feel good. It demoralizes you. Yeah, dude. Yeah, dude. Then you have different types of football. There's strategy built within strategy. You can scan the field. You can keep your eyes on certain players or keep your eyes on certain areas. And depending on what you are and aren't looking for, you can find just about anything. You got a little bit of acting in there too. Players get hit or barely touched, and they are going for the Academy Award. They are pretending. Wait a minute. They are acting. Wait a minute. They are showing you how badly hurt that they are. Yeah. But the instant replay showed that they didn't get touched. But maybe they did get touched. Maybe they got touched by a ghost named Casper. Maybe they got touched by... how can I put this? Maybe they got touched by the Invisible Man. And that ain't Casper. The Invisible Man does exist. He does exist. But there are many, many different things to look for other than that. You got dives too. Dives happen. Then it's the battle with VAR. Then you got songs. You got the supporters singing songs. You can learn the songs. You can become a part of the songs. You can enjoy that atmosphere, and it's a good time. It's like a party too, but it's a different kind of party. It's one of those parties where everybody is dancing. There's nobody on the wall. Everybody's dancing, but guess what? Everybody can't dance, but it don't matter. You can just get out there and shake your groove thing, shake your groove thing. Yeah, yeah, you can do all of that. It doesn't matter, but you better know them songs. But you better be able to sing and dance the proper way. Because if you ain't singing, you ain't dancing the proper way, it won't be good. But they will help you. You will learn. You will be taught, or you will be taught. And football, not only that, and in addition to that, in addition to being a beautiful game, and not only that, it's a beautiful game. The strategy, or the multiple strategies upon multiple strategies, there's many different ways to score a goal. There's many different ways to create space. There's many different ways to analyze and think about the beautiful, beautiful game. Not everyone sees it the same. Not everyone enjoys it the same. And it's not science, even though some coaches, some managers, some teams break it down to a science. It's more like art. It is more like art. So if you into the numbers, if you into the science, if you into the math, football may not be for you. But if you like art, if you like painting, if you like Picasso's, if you like stuff like that, that gets your mind exploding, gets your mind going, gets your mind like, whoa, that's beautiful. That's, wait for it, wait for it, amazing. And amazing is my favorite word. Then football would be there for you. Football would be it. And I can keep going on and on about football, the beautiful, beautiful game. And not only that, it's supported and it's watched and it's enjoyed by billions upon billions of billions of people. Anywhere you go in the world, there's going to be a football fan, a football supporter, someone who hearts football. So you're never alone. You will never walk alone. You will never be alone. There's going to always be somebody there to talk of this beautiful, beautiful game with, to speak in beautiful, beautiful terms about this beautiful, beautiful game and beautiful, beautiful sport. So if you are into that, or if you need that, and art is something that you dig and get down with, I'd suggest you go the football route. But not that football, but this football. Oh, yeah. And some people still call it soccer, but that's okay. That's okay. They can come along too. They can come along too. And these, I can keep going. I can keep going on and on about some more and more sports. Like, there's cricket. I just want to just throw it out there because it's a popular game, a popular sport as well. But it's not really for everyone. It's a selected few. It's a selected bunch. Maybe you fall within that category. Or maybe you want to be somewhat special. Maybe you want to be somewhat niche. Maybe you want to just have something to yourself and you really don't want to share, or you only want to share with a certain amount of people. Then you can go cricket route. Then you can take that path. Then you can say, hey, I'm all about cricket. And if you even want to go super, super small into a smaller league but growing, you got pro kabaddi. Pro kabaddi, that is small yet growing and niche as well. And you got some more niches, but I'm not gonna go there. I named some niches, I named some main, I named some big players, I named some small players, I named some medium players, and there's some more and more players that you can get into, but those are the ones that you need to focus on for now. Those are the ones that you need to focus on for now, and hopefully, just hopefully, one or two fit your personality. One or two fits how you want to enjoy your time with sport. One or two makes or will make you feel some kind of way, or one or two will give you an opportunity to sing, to dance, because that team is lifting up a trophy, while the one league that you were supporting a team in wasn't lifting up a trophy. Then it can't be wrong. or if you are that noob looking to get into something, those choices are some of the choices to start off with. Pick, choose, you can't go wrong. Unless it is time to pick your team, and then I suggest you go and check out How to Pick Your Sport Team. I gave you pretty basic ways of picking and determining your sport team. It will help. It will help. Noob or person that need help picking their sport team, you should check that out as well. It's there. Historical documents. It really is. Meanwhile, just go ahead. Just go ahead. Many options, multiple choices. You pick your sport league. You pick, you choose. I'm just the problem solver. Now, rank the sports, rank the leagues, rank all of the information that I provided or left out. Where does it all fit in your world? And those are for the fanatics and the supporters. Noobs, you can make up stuff too.
We're sorry, the number you have dialed is not in service at this time.